stitches. The months it took to get this far were fraught with overwhelm and insecurity. He'd spent more money on equipment and training than he could afford, and after all that, he simply couldn't afford to lose this contest. The precision of focus it took to produce the very best results had taken their toll on him. His brain was frazzled, and his bone-weary body could barely sustain breathing, but he'd made it to the final three. Tonight, he would learn whether it had all been worth it. A favorable evaluation and going home with the prize would be the pinnacle of success. Failure meant all the sleepless nights would matter little more than rain falling through a gutter as it disappeared into the sewer. Maximilian measured with exactness. The fit had to be perfect. His cuts were meticulous and his stitches tight and uniform. He was careful to avoid too much of an overlap of material along the edges. So often his mentor chastised him for his sloppy work. "Pull those margins closer," he would scold. "The last thing anyone wants are flabby seams that disrespect the beauty of the work. Pay attention, young man. You won't get second chances in this industry. Do it right the first time, or your privileges will be quickly revoked." Maximilian spent hours every day practicing with small scraps left over from the master's work. He whispered the steps to himself, hour after hour, and soon the repetition took on a sing-song of a child's nursery rhyme. "Pull the edges tight, keeping the margins in sight. Push the needle through, be sure your aim is true. Stab the loop and wrap it around. Loop one more time and then back up. Close now and leave no lump." Calluses had developed on the ends of his fingers from the countless needle pricks. Too often he misjudged where the next stitch would go, or pushed through the material too forcefully, catching the sharps and drawing blood. His uniform was soiled to the point that now even bleach and scalding hot water couldn't erase his many mistakes. For tonight's evaluation, he'd spent the last of his savings on a new uniform, hopeful that he would be able to keep it clean through the rigors of competition. They were 3 hours into the ordeal, and Maximilian was growing fatigued. His anxiety prevented him from sleeping well all week, even with the aid of the Ambien a friend had prescribed. Much to his chagrin, the challengers on either side of him seemed confident and refreshed. One even whistled as he went about his work. To Maximilian, it felt like a mockery of a profession and a personal assault on his qualifications. But he was resolved to remain focused. At last, they came to the final details, the last stitches that would determine who would be kept on and who would be let go. Maximilian needed this job. He'd abandon all else to pursue this dream. He turned his back on the family's car dealership, much to his father's frustration. He passed over his mother's pleas to settle down and raise a family. He ignored the practical advice from his grandfather to learn a skilled trade. The last thing he wanted to worry about was a mortgage while spending his days welding pipes or digging ditches. True, those skills are what brought his family out of poverty and through the other side of the Depression, but they weren't poor anymore. He couldn't ignore the creative calling to work with needles and silks. There was an elegance to sewing. The joining of two pieces with invisible seams was an artistry that had taken over his soul. He couldn't imagine doing anything else with his life. His family would never understand. Maximilian set his final stitches and stepped back, looking over his handiwork. Then he gazed to his competitors standing at workstations to his right and left. "The three of us are almost equally matched. But this is the best work I've ever done. Surely I'll win." His confident thoughts were laced with a twinge of concern. He knew he was well skilled, but that didn't stop doubt from creeping in and forcing his courage to teeter. The three judges began their evaluation with the seamster on his right. "Your stitches are knitted neatly together," said the first. He wore a blue and gray diamond pattern tie that peeked out from under his dark blue pinstriped suit. "But here," said the portly man as he adjusted his tawny bow tie, "there are a few gaps in your line." He pushed up the sleeves of his tweed suit coat. "They have created a small buckle in the seam." He pointed at the gaps, being careful not to allow his sleeves to hinder the line of sight. "Still," offered the third, as he pushed back the black fedora that sat perched on his brow, "not horrifically unsightly." The seamster offered a silent nod of acceptance as the judges moved on to the challenger on Maximilian's left. "This will not do," said Fedora with an exasperated groan. The other judges leaned in to get a better look. "Absolutely not," his two companions said in unison with baritones of gravity. The seamster turned pale, and his hands began to shake. "Who taught you to sew?" chided Bowtie. "My wife, how, my 7-year-old daughter could do better than this." "Very disappointing," tisked Diamond Tie. Maximilian's heart began to race as he wiped his hands along the hem of his uniform jacket, trying to hide his nervous sweat. He inhaled deeply as the judges walked to the center of the room to stand before his workstation. As they began to scrutinize his work, he let the breath he held escape slowly, silently, as he worked hard to mask his apprehension. The judges circled around his table, inspecting the stitches from every conceivable angle, looking for flaws. "This is most impressive," said Bowtie. "You've done well to lose the silks inside the line and hide them in the natural pattern of the material." "Indeed, you've chosen silks that blend in with the fibers, and you've tucked your seams with precision." Fedora tipped his hat to Maximilian. "It's clear that you have been practicing your art." Diamond Tie looked to the others and nodded. The three judges took a few steps back, focusing their attention on Maximilian. "It's obvious that you are dedicated to your craft and take pride in your work. You are respectful of the profession, honoring what is necessary while still retaining the delicate balance of form and function." He paused and looked to the other challengers. "It's clear to us that you are the superior seamster." In a moment, faster than Maximilian could blink, the room echoed with gunfire. There were two shots, timed so precisely that they left behind only one echo. The two challengers dropped to the floor with exactly holes in opposite temples. "Congratulations," said Bowtie, reaching out to shake Maximilian's hand. "You've won the contest. The job is yours." "Now, would you mind sewing up those two?" he said, pointing to the two challengers slumped underneath their cadaver tables. "Oh, and fix their shoddy work on the other two corpses, too," asked Diamond Tie. "Don Amado will want to welcome you into the family," said Fedora, dipping his hat once again. "We'll see you at the main house at 8 for dinner."